It is a time of rebirth, a time of renewal, time to sweep the spent ashes and soot of a long winter from the hearth, to start fresh, start new. We mark this day every year when the light is in perfect balance, day and night. Equal. Ostara, when the sun is reborn and overtakes the night, bringing life back to our world, nourishing us once again. The sun coming into its power, warms burgeoning flowers, encouraging their petals open with his gentle rays. Sticky stamens stand proud, awaiting the vigorous propagation, stimulated by a pollen-encrusted bee. All life is awakening, buzzing in courtship, a competition for copulation. When females are fertile and males in rut, in circles and cycles, over and over and over, until inevitably the darkness wins again. Sunrise and sunset. But not yet. This day, this is a day to honor our gods and goddesses, the deities who bring us life out of the darkness, life from death, who, by their grace alone, grant us prosperity, growth, and fertility. Our clan is gathered this night in obeisance, a night on the precipice of a new dawn. We gather in ritual, in revelry, to show our gratitude for this balance and rebirth. And ancestors long forgotten have marked with monoliths this time and place where the veil between worlds is at its thinnest. The stone behemoths standing tall to catch the very first rays of light for this perfectly balanced equinox, where we can commune with the gods themselves. Every year, in circles and cycles, every year we light our fires, gather our people, and pay tribute at the stones. We worship and sacrifice, and nothing displays our depth of gratitude like blood. So a blood sacrifice it will be, and has always been. But not just any blood, but that which is willfully given, and so rare, it can only be given once. Blood from the barrier, from the thinnest veil, a bridge guarding fertility itself. Blood only possessed by a virgin in her most intimate, lustful, and fertile of places. This blood must be given to her mate, a sacrifice to him, a sacrifice to the gods. In turn, he will fill her with seed, his own life force, his sacrifice to the goddess. All must be equal. The purest females from our clan have been collected from across our land, brought here to offer their untouched bodies for our prosperity. They're imbued with the goddess, her representation on our plane. The virginal women are dressed in the sheerest of fabrics, flaunting their most fertile attributes. Firm breasts, wide hips, revealing all and revealing nothing. Their gossamer finery catches the firelight with a hint of the treasure it conceals. The freshly picked flowers in their hair and draped around their neck, as beautiful as their fresh, dewy skin, and as rosy as their nipples, velvety as their most intimate petals. For this night, our clan must also choose who among us represents the gods on Earth. The phallic counterpart complementing the fertile yonic, the seed for our soil. The strongest, the bravest, the most virile. One who not only represents power, but protection. Steadfast and true. Will it be a warrior? Perhaps the best hunter. This year, we have chosen you. A perfect specimen representing all things masculine. It is your seed we require for this sacrifice. One half of the whole. Your body stripped naked and oiled by our high priestess is painted in blue woad with the symbols of our people. Symbols heralding the rebirth of the sun, the vanquishing of darkness, and prayers for our fertility. It is time. The drums grow louder. A night of revelry has led us to this moment. The sound of the robin, blackbird, and thrushes chime the coming of daybreak. You walk the circle of our people, exuberant in their revelry of our gods and deep in their drink. The bevy of beautiful virgins awaits your assessment in their diaphanous livery. You walk amongst them, drunk on their heady aroma, the pregnant bloom of flowers, the redolence of the incense smoking from the fire. You are to choose one and only one as your match, as your equal and opposite. The sheath for your dagger. You envelop yourself in their spicy sweet scent. Which one stirs you, man? Touch them softly, for they are chaste. Which one draws you in, fuels your dousing rod, and electrifies every nerve on your hot, burning skin?
Choose me.
Choose, for dawn grows near. The morning star shines brightly in the east. Taste each in turn, but ever so purely. Which one do you feel the goddess inhabit? Can you feel her power calling to you, drawing you near.
Choose.
Me. Well, you have chosen well, for I am as pure as the spring mountain runoff that swells our creeks with the promise of nourishment and of life. The night to your day, the yoni to your phallus, the womb for your seed. As you kiss me, your chosen one, all else fades away. The drumming, the chanting, melt into the darkness as you press your rigid manhood into my supple belly. Tucking under my knees, your strong, well-defined arms lift me easily as my arms wrap tightly around your neck. I wind my fingers through your hair and nuzzle into your kiss. You carry me before our brethren to the middle of the stone cairns, an altar built of wood and animal hide, a bonfire at each of 5 points around us, lying me down gently on our altar. I start to tremble ever so slightly, even though I've been preparing for this moment my whole life. But I find a calm assurance in your eyes, a power under your hands, a confidence that strengthens my own. And your rough hand gently strokes through my bountiful hair, calming me as it grazes down the side of my face, gently brushing my clavicle, coming to rest between my breasts. I am the goddess in her maiden form, and the time has come for you, my god, to plant your seed, bringing life back into the world. Into my womb, I willingly give to you my blood, my half of our sacrifice. My breath quickens under your touch, gazing lustfully down at my heaving breasts. You find the tie that barely holds the sheer fabric together. You watch my eyes as you pull it free, my breast exposed to the cold night air. The nipple hardens under your circling thumb. Your other hand gently glides across my stomach, just under the remaining fabric, as it falls from my body, pooling on the altar. When you draw near, resting your hand on my womb, your fingertips skirting the dark curls at the apex of my legs, I can smell the musk of your skin, the rut overcoming you, the animal that you are. Heat pours down my body pooling between my legs, a bead of nectar garnishing my swollen petals, creating a deep ache in my loins. You take a pert nipple in your mouth, and with a skilled hand, you gently part my thighs, stroking the nectar from between my lips. You taste me on your fingers, the sweetness indicating the fertile cycle of my moon. You expose me, glistening in the firelight, my sex swollen and eager, a pink rose opening at your touch. I pant as you play with my petals. You circle the entrance to my womanhood and gently dip a finger inside until the tip reaches my maidenhead. And I freeze as the last of the night stars fade into the indigo. You spread my knees wide for all the tribe to see. You, man, proud and virile, calls our high priestess. Take your woman, a maiden true, impregnate her as the god that inhabits you. And you take your place between my quivering thighs, pull my broad hips to the edge of our altar. From under a hooded gaze, I drink in your godlike form. I bite my thick lower lip as I try to control my gasp. Your cock, swollen and raging with desire, stands proud in the firelight, glistening, already dripping with potent seed. Your balls churn with lust as you drag the head of your shaft up and down my slit, coating it in a viscous fluid, readying for your imminent penetration. Catching my entrance, your cock eases in just the slightest bit. My breath catches at the intrusion as my lips stretch and part over the swollen corona of your cockhead. You rock your hips gently as you nuzzle the tip of your cock up against my barrier. With a deep, animal-like groan, you suddenly ram deep inside me. it is too tight. You are daring me to. But from the look in your eyes, I know you won't stop. Oh, but you hold yourself still. Buried deep within me. I can feel tiny pulses. And the heat of your engorged cock. And a tear slips from the corner of my eye at the burning sensation in my core. You gently pull your hard cock out of me and show the crowd how it glistens in the rosy finger dawn. Glistens with the dark stain of my blood. The gods have their blood, shouts the priestess. Now give the goddess your seed. An animal lust fills you. You are no longer gentle. Picking me up, you quickly turn me over, my hands and knees pushed roughly into the animal skins on the altar. Your size looms over me from behind. You press my shoulders down to the soft hide, forcing me to my elbows. I arch my back, presenting my fertile cunt to you. We must consummate the ritual. As blood-tinged fluid drips from my sore and swollen lips, you realign your raging cock. Gripping my hips, you fuck me from behind. Like the wolves in the woods, like the animals we are. I squirm and try to pull away from the pain, but you lean over and wrap your big arms around me, gripping my breasts to hold me tight. It's too much. Oh, please. One of your hands snakes its way down my belly and parts my curls. And two fingers feel for my aching butt, which is stretched tight against your sliding cock. Only circle and tease and toy with me. And the pain deep inside begins to subside. And suddenly, I'm overwhelmed by the intense sensation stimulated by your sure fingers. My breasts graze the soft furs as you vigorously fuck me. Add it to the layers of sensation. Yeah, like that. I feel my heart pounding and my blood pumping. All else is forgotten. All I can hear is your rapid grunting and groaning as you build towards your release. A hand through my thick locks, getting a grip and pulling tight. Oh, the sensation is overwhelming. Oh, how's you? Oh, fuck me faster and faster and faster. Oh, as you ignore my click. Oh, as the first rays of light break the horizon. Oh, and suddenly, I feel you swell. And the warmth of your hot semen. All your seed bursts forth into me. Oh, you hold tight after each spastic thrust. Oh, my pussy clenches tighter than ever before, milking your cock for every last precious drop. Oh, the sun crests the top of the tallest stone as the day is born. Our awareness comes back to us. And you gently kiss my back and shoulders as your spent cock pulls free. And between our joined bodies, the High Priestess holds a sacred chalice. Our combined cum, liquid pearl, laced with molten ruby, emerges from my sex. Dipping her three fingers in the cup, she takes our sacrifice to the standing rock and smears it across the sun-washed stone. The ritual is complete. She tells you, now, take your woman to your own fire, where you will care for her and tend to her garden. You will reap what you have sown. Just as we will reap the gifts of life the gods will bestow upon us over the coming year. Now go with the gods, and may the goddess bless us. So mote it be.